531. More than 1,100 cases of measles have been confirmed nationally, with more than 900 in Auckland alone. A paediatrician at Kids First Hospital, Dr. Tewila Percival, joins me now in studio for an update. Marosui Fu, and thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. Tewila.
Morning.
The current figures, Dr. Tewila, is it likely to continue to grow at this stage?
We think so. We think it's probably going to go at least another 2 months before it starts to taper off. That's the modelling, yeah.
And in terms of the figures and the factors contributing to the growth and the whole measles outbreak, can you talk to us a bit on that, please?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is measles is a problem in the whole world, so it's travelling people. But here in New Zealand, I think we had maybe 15 years ago, we had really poor immunisation rates. So those children are now adults. So our young adults have got low immunisation rates. So very susceptible. They're getting measles and passing it on to babies.
With that, what can our families do to stay protected?
Well, I think the message is everyone needs to get immunised. So the vaccine's free for anyone from age 1 to 50. We really want young adults to get vaccinated. Go to the GP or go to one of the free vaccination clinics. There's one at Manukau Super Clinic. All the babies that are 1 year should get immunised. So babies at one, go and get immunised. Young adults, if you don't know if you've had your immunisations, just go and get jabbed.
What is measles, Dr. Tewila?
Well, it's a viral infection. It causes a cough, a runny nose, red eyes, and a rash, and high fever. Usually kids can be sick for, you know, easily 10, 14 days. It's very infectious, so if I had measles, I could give it to you just by breathing the same air as you. So very, very infectious.
And the importance, again, of getting immunised, you can't stress the importance enough.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think what people don't realise is it can be very serious. Maybe a third of the cases are being hospitalised, so that's one in three are ending up coming to hospital and being admitted. And in paediatrics, we're sending kids to intensive care. You know, they're needing to be intubated and put onto ventilators, so it's very serious.
And yet there are some members of society, when I'm looking at the reading about this anti-vaxxer movement, a global movement, what are your words or your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I get very concerned when people talk about that because it's a potentially life-threatening disease. We know it will kill babies and children, and the vaccine is very safe. In the old days, you know, people died of measles. So let's not let that happen.
Dr. Tewila, the most prone to measles, irrespective, or is there a particular age group that are more immune than others?
Well, at the moment we're seeing lots of cases in babies and also young adults, so the sort of under 1-year-olds and the 15 to 30-year-olds seem to be getting measles. Mm. Yeah, the babies are really, really at risk because they're so, you know, vulnerable, and so we worry about babies most. But we're getting young adults very sick as well with pneumonia. Mm. Yeah.
Now, of the 1,100 cases mentioned at the outset, and the majority in Auckland, but then in Auckland, the majority of cases being in South Auckland.
Yeah.
What are some of the factors contributing to the high number of cases in South Auckland, Dr. Tewila?
Well, I mean, one is immunisation rates, but the other is because it's an infectious disease, when you have overcrowding and when you're in big groups, it just spreads like wildfire. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do I find out whether I've been immunised?
Well, your GP can tell you. They might have a record of your immunisation. If you absolutely need to check, you can get a blood test. But if, you know, if you're in the vulnerable age group, if you're under 50 and you're living in Auckland, I would say go and get immunised.
And for those that might have fears around getting vaccinated, what would you say this morning, Dr. Tuwila?
It's a very safe vaccine. Some people get a bit of a sore arm, or they might get a fever for less than half a day, but it's very safe, so it's not worth risking the disease. Go and get immunised.
What are our clinics looking like? Super Clinic, Middlemore, Kids First, you know, with regards to the current outbreak, you're seeing an increase in numbers of people
coming to get their vaccine. Yeah, I think it's been going quite well, been getting hundreds of people turning up. So I think people just need to know where to go. And if Manukau Super Clinic is open during the day, Monday to Friday, and Clendon Shopping Centre, the public health nurses have got a clinic there. Mm. Otherwise, their GP. Mm.
Yeah. And aside from vaccinations, what else can people do to keep themselves safe?
I think things to try and prevent spread. So if you think you're coming down with measles, like you've got a hacking cough, you might have a rash, you're worried you've been in contact with someone, ring the health line or ring your GP, talk to them about what should I do, because if you're not too unwell, you could stay home. Otherwise, they'll find a way to see you without you spreading it around the whole clinic.
And final message, please, Dr. Tuwila, and of course, information for our listeners and our online viewers about the current measles outbreak.
Everyone needs to be protected, so get vaccinated. And I think just to make the point that this is a really serious disease, and it's not worth taking the risk.